Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Please hear a legend from the Arabian tradition. A certain Arabian kingdom was populated mostly by Bedouin people, a people who live primarily, mostly in tents, moving from settlement to settlement, but always in the dry sands, the dry winds that blow through the kingdom. There is little water in places like this, wells and springs that are sprinkled around the kingdom, but the king had put an edict at each of those wells, "You shall not waste the water." Water was scarce. But a drought came. Things went from bad to worse. A drought a year, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years. It got so bad that the only wells in the kingdom that were producing waters were those on the king's own property. All who wanted water needed to come and petition the king. So the king decided that there needed to be yet another edict, and he put an edict at the few wells on his property, "You shall not steal water. Those who steal shall die by hanging." "It is written, you shall not steal water. Those who steal shall die by hanging." The drought went on, 8th year, 10th year. One day the guards of the wells saw that there had been tracks up to the well and back in the middle of the night. A month later, those tracks were present again, and the guards surmised that someone was stealing the water. A week later, there were tracks again. This time the guards brought this information to the king, and the king was enraged. He said, "We must find who is doing this, and we will put them to death." So the guards laid a trap. They hung in the shadows of each of the king's wells. And after a few nights, surely two people crept toward the well with a jar in hand. The guards sprang forth, put a net around the two, wrapped them in a canvas, put them in a satchel, and dragged them before the king in the middle of the night. The king was roused from his bed, took his throne in the middle of the night, but satisfied in thinking, "We have caught those robbers. They shall die by hanging." "Unveil them to me," the king called out to the guards. They took off the satchel, unwrapped the canvas and the net, and the two people were the king's own son and daughter. Stunned silence. The children cried out, "Oh, Father, we are so sorry. We were just so thirsty. What is going to happen to us?" The king sat in a frozen stupor, not knowing what to say or what to do. Finally, he broke out of his paralysis, and he said, "I am a man of principle. You shall die by hanging." He hung his head as the guards took his son and daughter to the rear of the room. As they were about to exit, the king called out, "Stop, stop, let them go. I will go and die in their place." The stunned guard said, You can't do this, king." The king said, "Yes, I can. They are my children. I will die for the sins of my children." 500 years ago, there was a man who was thirsting spiritually. It was a drought that lasted in his life, not for months, but for years and years. He tormented himself because his spirit demanded more than what was being given to him. His name, of course, was Martin Luther. He thought he would go mad in trying to achieve what it is that he believed God was asking of him. But that drought of spirit always held him back. He could not do enough. He could not achieve that which God needed him to do. But then, But then the spiritual well opened up like a floodgate to him one day as he was studying Romans 1:17, the righteous shall live by faith. Prior to that day, Luther believed that that righteousness would come from inside, would come from his own faith, his own will. But that day he realized his righteousness does not come from himself. The righteousness comes from that given to him by Jesus Christ. The son and the daughter of the king had stolen the water. They deserved whatever punishment would be meted out. Like Luther, there was nothing they could do to atone for their sin. Like Luther, they were on a path of destruction unless there was someone to take their place, a king, a loving father. Luther was on a path to spiritual destruction until he realized that there was someone who had come to take his place. The righteousness of Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross. The righteousness was thrown into the tomb. But the grave and death could not hold righteousness back. Righteousness would rise. Jesus would rise for Luther and for all people. It is a gift, a free gift. Luther could just as well have been that son and daughter who stole water. Luther deserved death, to be sure. But there was a loving father who made sure that would not happen. A loving father who decided to send a son as a sacrifice, one who would take his place so that he might be justified in Christ. A gift, a free gift. In our day especially, but this has been true since humans have been alive, have wanted to justify ourselves. We don't want to be beholden to anybody. What we have earned. Thank you. And that includes our own righteousness. At least that's what Luther thought. If he just studied harder, he would have more faith. If he just worked harder, he could do what God wanted him to do. But all those efforts frustrated him. Those efforts will frustrate us as well. We will never have a ladder high enough to reach into heaven. We will never earn enough brownie points to take a place alongside the Son in the kingdom, because it is a gift. A free gift. Now that should not be so hard for us as the people of God to appreciate. We have so many gifts that have been given to us through no effort on our own part. Begin with life and breath themselves. Which of you engineered your own conception or birth? Take a deep breath. Oxygen. Which of you invented this elixir of life? Do you feel yourself firmly planted in your seat? That's called gravity. Now, there might be some days when we plod along heavily that we wish gravity would be a little less intense. But truly, we could not live without the gift of gravity. Our fall weather, especially today, has not given us the most splendorous of colors that we are accustomed to in this little corner of God's creation, but we still marvel in God's creation. Perhaps you have planted a tree. Could you plant an entire northern Minnesota forest like God has done? Maybe you have erected a water fountain in your backyard. Could you carve out the Mississippi River as the Creator God has done? Gifts. So many gifts that we have been given by God. Undeserved, we have not earned them. God has given us gifts, including the righteousness of Jesus Christ, a free gift. Thanks be to God. Amen. Hymn 598, please rise and sing.